Well, I know Farm Credit's been a kind of a prominent sponsor of the show here for quite a few years. I think we're going on 15 plus years, so it's always a fantastic show for us. We got local offices in Wacherton and Nowen Sound, and getting people to come out here, you always see people that you know, you deal with, and just people in the community. So it's been a fantastic fantastic event over the years, and something we look forward to every year as well.
What do you like? What do you find most appealing about this particular show in a relatively small community?
Well, I think you hit it with the small community piece, which is great. It's you see local people that you deal with. There's suppliers here that we kind of interact with or know that deal with common customers that we have as well. So it's a great feel, kind of like a family atmosphere, local, like you said, and you're always guaranteed to see people that you know and can connect with. So it's great that way.
We're with Mike Menzie from Farm Credit Canada. Mike, with this particular event, I would assume that farmers are like golfers. They'll always tell you what they're thinking. So as we hit 2025, what are farmers telling you, or what were they telling you late 2024?
For sure. They're always open and providing feedback. I'd say there's definitely always a few challenges. I know the interest rates have kind of last year kind of were peaking. The good news is they've been coming down here too. So, but you know, renewals are still coming up, still higher than what they maybe have locked in for and are coming up. So there's some cash flow concerns that way just to manage that kind of risk. And then just the commodities as a general, like agriculture isn't impervious to the fluctuations, ups and downs in different sectors. So depending on the sector, I know cash crops right now, commodity prices are kind of come down a little. So there are always concerns going into next year, how the cropping season looks with inputs and revenues as well. But you have to deal with each sector as it comes, and there's highs and lows. The nice thing from our standpoint is all we do is deal with agriculture. So we know there's fluctuations, and we're willing to see it through and work with the producers as we need to get them through tough times and then be with them with the good times and help them out as well.
How tough, Mike, was 2024? Maybe not for FCC, but for the ag industry, be it locally or in Ontario or across the country?
Overall, I think 2024 wasn't too bad. For sure, I think the interest rates were the biggest concern. And so we did notice kind of 2024 being more of a kind of a steady year when it came to the lending side. Some producers maybe crunching the numbers twice or second-guessing if they're going to take that plunge until they had a little more certainty on things. So overall, though, the ag sector from Farm Credit's perspective was great in 2024. For sure, a few industries that had ups and downs, but kind of worked through it. And I think 2025 should be another fairly steady year. And the good news is with the rates coming down, I think it'll give them some confidence and some stability on what people know they're getting into from a cash flow side of things.
Last couple of questions for Mike Menzie here at Graber's Farmers Week. Tariffs, always big in the news. You're taking a deep breath when I say that word.
Well, just because it is an uncertainty, for sure. You never know what's going to happen. Agriculture is usually something people need, so it always remains to be seen where the tariffs will come into play and how it will come in. I don't have a crystal ball to know how that's going to play out, but I would say we're prepared to deal with the industry as we need to and do what we need should tariffs come into the ag side of things and deal with our producers to help them through it if there is an impact. Part of us do hope, you know, everyone needs food products and it's kind of a staple, and I know a big thing is cost of living across, you know, any country. I hope that goes a long ways and maybe helping that industry avoid any significant tariffs should they come into play.
Finally, Mike, as we stand here in the Elmwood Community Center, they just brought in a whole bunch of other chairs, so it's a great turnout here on Beef Day. How enthused are you about the ag industry, be it beef, dairy, goat, whatever it happens to be?
Yeah, I would say from a Farm Credit perspective, we're always positive in the industry. Like I said earlier, we know there's going to be fluctuations, but as a whole, agriculture the last few years has had a pretty good run with things being pretty stable across the board. Beef Day particularly, they've seen a good year or two here of stability, which is kind of a nice for them as well too, and gives them the ability to catch up maybe on some of the tougher times as well too. So our outlook is very positive. We're looking to do a few things to help younger producers get into the industry as well too, and different sectors that may be a little tougher to get into, finding ways how we can help them to get into the industry, which has been good for so long.
Mike, this has been great. Thank you very much. Enjoy Farmers Week.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.